The Will Ag Second Annual Fall Farm Assets Conference will be held in Normal, Illinois on Tuesday, November 24th. Tickets are $30 per person and include lunch and parking. Thanks to these businesses for their support: Syngenta, Illinois Pork Producers, Aaron's & Sons, and the Grain & Feed Association. Tickets and details at willag.org.
Of course, you're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, in with a look at what's been happening in the agricultural world. The trade in Chicago after a rough day. Futures in the bean pit are still lower for the day. Corn lower as well. It's now down 3.75 at 3.70 3/4. The March at 3.79 1/4, 3.5 lower. And the May down 3.5 at 3.85 1/2. December futures at 3.98 3/4, down 3.5 cents. Soy complex, November beans 2 3/4 lower at $8.60. January at 8.60 1/4, 3 3/4 lower. March down 3.5 at 8.62 3/4. July down 3 1/4 at 8.73 3/4. And November beans of next year, a penny lower at $8.73. Bean meal down $2.30 at $2.94.10. The bean oil 21 cents lower at $27.62. Soft red winter wheat 6.5 lower at 5.19 3/4. July at 5.23 1/4, down 4 1/4. The hard red July at 5.18 down 3 3/4. Feeder cattle futures at 182.12 1/2, up 50 cents in the Novies. January at 172.62 1/2, down a nickel. Live cattle futures in the December contract are 37.5 cents lower at $134.02 1/2. And the lean hogs for the day at $55.05 are down 35 cents. Now to talk about these numbers with us is Mike Zuzalo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting in Atchison, Kansas. Thanks, Mike. How are you?
Nice to see you, Todd. Happy Friday, sir.
Hey, I'm looking forward to making my way your way next week. I'll be at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, Missouri.
Home of the world champion Kansas City Royals.
You've been waiting to get that one in for a while.
I have. 1985, I think.
Are you a Royals fan?
I never have been, no.
Okay. I wondered, because it's, you kind of came from a long distance from there.
Yeah, it's been a super exciting time here, though, to have them in the World Series the first full year we were here, and then to have them playing again. It's just been a wild ride. It kind of reminds me of the Cincinnati Reds back in the 70s and gone to see them quite a bit. So it's been fun.
Yeah, you're an Ohio boy, right?
So right, you know, exactly.
Didn't grow up very far from Cincinnati, I think. And
Big Red Machine was everything back then, yeah.
All right. Okay, so we'll be out there at NAFB. You're going to do Commodity Week with us next week from the floor there at NAFB, the news floor, that is, along with Matt Bennett and Arlen Suderman in his new position at FC Stone. I'm kind of looking forward to that. Glad you're going to be able to travel down to Kansas City. How far is the trip from Atchison to Kansas?
You know, down to that hotel, it's only about 1:15. It's only about 40 minutes to the airport. So it's we're kind of on the right side. We're on the northwest side of Kansas City. So it's pretty nice drive typically.
Yeah, we'll be at the Crown Plaza. Fantastic day expected there. And then you're coming with us back here on November the 24th for the Farm Assets Conference. Glad to have you there, too.
Yeah, and I'm going to be looking for some more leg lamps to be giving away on the auction.
we are heading into the winter season. So
We got to get the husbands in trouble with the wives. It's wintertime, after all.
I suppose so. I suppose the other thing we ought to talk about is the marketplace. Oh, one note before we get to that. I recorded Commodity Week last night, yesterday afternoon, with Dan Zwicker and Jackie Vakes. We don't talk about prices at all in it, but we go 38 minutes, and it's already up on the website. You ought to go take a listen to that. Interesting program. I'll just go with that and see what everybody else has to say about it.
I sure will.
And finally, now let's get to the marketplace. Why, in your opinion, did soybeans drop so sharply yesterday, and a little follow through for the day today?
Yeah, we've been limping because of the dollar charge all week long, and corn and wheat had been trying to hang in there thanks to the soybeans up until Thursday's export sales data. But then the export sales came out, and beans actually came in the worst of all three, 873,000+ tons of reductions, and, you know, 24 million bushels worth of export sales put the trade back into a focus. I think, Todd, that your total commitments are back to running 21% behind last year, and it just threw more added pressure or more added importance to what was going on in the outside markets and the dollar. So I think all bets were off for longs to step in this week. Unfortunately, I had hoped for a better futures week given the way the wheat and the crude oil closed last week and some of the other charts that we finished up the week and you and I talked about. But cash markets have held in there. But I think as the week progressed, more and more importance was put upon the jobs data. That jobs data came out this morning. The dollar has shot up to a new 6-month high. And I think bottom lining it out is the grain markets are holding pat until they see the report numbers next week, as the outside markets, meaning the crude and the dollar, the gold and the equities, all price in now a strong belief that we're going to see the Federal Reserve raise rates in December on the 16th.
On the soybean cancellations, those were cancellations. Is it possible there? Sometimes they switch. Is that where that you would see that too, or not?
We had both. We did
Yeah,
have some
so we had
switch.
act, yeah.
Yeah, but we also had net reductions for unknown
Yeah,
destinations.
that's what I wanted to try to figure out, whether this
Yep.
was total net reduction. So it wasn't just that they switched destination or switch source from the United States of South America or something along those lines, for instance, but they actually just canceled.
Yeah, and see, keep in mind the expectations going into the sales were 1.4 to 1.8 million tons, and we came out at 655,000. So we weren't even half of the low trade guess. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a tough day for the soybeans. Expectations then next week from your point on the WASDE or WASDE reports from USDA.
You know, I've noticed this year and last year that seasonals and cycles, and you know, you and I were talking about the 21 crop to 2010 crop year for a lot of months this year until they diverged in July. And I think what you're seeing here is the dollar and the Federal Reserve and the monetary policy of the world really come in and play and mess with everything seasonal and cyclical. Having said that, the trade is very heavily leveraged towards a bigger supply-demand report on Tuesday. There's only two out of 19 firms on the Reuters poll that has smaller stocks versus October for corn. That's 10% of the group, and only five of the 19 have smaller stocks compared to October for U.S. soybean ending stocks. That's 26% of the group. I will say, though, when I went back and looked at the research going back the last 6 years, excluding 2012 because it was a drought year, four out of the five last years, the November report showed both a lower yield and lower ending stocks in corn versus October. So I would say the boat is very heavily weighted towards a very big number, and history would suggest otherwise.
And November surprise could make a difference next week. Well, that'll be
And we'd
fun to
need it.
watch.
And we'd need it. You know, that with the way the dollar's acting and the way the crude oil's acting, we'd need it, especially this time of the year.
Yeah, did you do the same kind of research for soybeans?
Yeah, 3 out of the 5 years, we had a higher yield and a higher ending stocks number. And that goes from 2014 down to 2009, again, excluding the drought year of 2012. Interesting, there was 1 year where the USDA left soybean ending stocks here in the United States unchanged. And so you actually had 4 out of the 5 years, a higher total demand, but you still got those higher ending stocks.
We'll all make 11 a.m. Tuesday morning next week. Pretty exciting time, maybe then.
Yeah, and let's see if we can get a close on positive on the wheat. You know, we're right there at 522 in the soft red wheat. That I think that would mean a lot to the charts. So we'll see how we talk about it at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that then at 2:06 this afternoon. Thanks so
Sounds good,
much.
sir. Thank
Yep.
you.
Bye-bye. That, of course, is Mike Zuzulo. He's with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting out of Atchison, Kansas. We'll talk with him this afternoon at 6 after the hour of 2 o'clock during the closing market report. You're listening, of course, to Illinois Public Media. I'll be traveling next week to the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'll be out of the office, but on the air. We'll just go live from there in Kansas City at the Crowne Plaza Hotel, NAFB, next week. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. We're coming coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock in the central time zone. Sunny skies today, a high of 57. West-northwest winds at 8 to 14 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 38. Saturday, sunny skies and 54. West-northwest winds at 5 to 10. And then Saturday night, clear and a low of 31. Sunday, we'll have a high of 53 degrees under sunny skies. Sunday evening, clear and 31. Looking forward to tomorrow. I'll be hosting both during the afternoon and the evening, Field and Furrow Club event right here on this campus. We'll be up in the 77 Club and watching the Purdue game tomorrow afternoon and then tomorrow evening at the I Hotel.